Hello, I'm John Soutsos, investment advisor with IPC Securities Corporation. It has now been 4 years since my first audio message to you, recorded in the midst of the credit crisis market meltdown in October of 2008. It is of interest to note that, in actual fact, the U.S. and global stock markets had already peaked in 2007 and had begun a slow devaluation that year, before the cascading declines experienced in the autumn of 2008. During the next 10 minutes, we will be reviewing how the capital markets have performed since that frightening period 4 years ago, as well as over the last 12 months. We want to answer the question that many clients were asking 4 years ago. That is, should I hang on or should I sell and move my money into bank deposits or GICs? We will also review how most of our clients' portfolios have fared over the same time frames mentioned above by using our typical balanced portfolio as a proxy for performance. We will then discuss investment strategies for the future. Finally, I will provide a current market commentary and the outlook for the upcoming year, as well as review some financial planning fundamentals. So, how have markets performed? Over the course of the last 12 months, the markets have rebounded strongly, gaining about 17%. This figure is a composite average of the Canadian, U.S., and non-North American stock markets for the 12-month period ending September 30th, 2012. From 4 years ago, in the midst of the credit crisis meltdown, this same market composite has gained about 23% on a cumulative basis. This works out to an average annual compounded return of about 5.3%. According to the Bank of Canada, this compares favorably to the 5-year GIC rate in October 2008 of just over 3%. From this, we conclude that the patient investor who remained fully invested was better off than the fearful investor who transferred to a guaranteed deposit. How did the Council portfolios perform during the last year? Council's comparative portfolio outperformed the blended stock composite noted previously, both over the last 12 months and since October of 2008. However, the majority of our clients have a balanced portfolio structure with just 60% equities and 40% bonds, and so cannot be directly compared to a stock index. That said, over the last 12 months, the majority of our clients in the balanced strategy gained about 13%. Council performance during the last 4 years. As noted earlier, the broad market indices have gained about 23% from 4 years ago, while the majority of our clients have gained about 33% over the same period, in spite of having just 60% equity exposure. In fact, having the 40% bond component acted as a shock absorber during the 2008 crisis, resulting in both a softer landing and a quicker rebound than the broad stock market indices. This is significant outperformance during a full market cycle. Market commentary and outlook. A year ago at this time, after a summer market sell-off that resulted in negative returns during 2011, the worry of the day was the possibility of a double-dip recession in the U.S. There were also the ongoing problems in Europe to be concerned about and lingering issues from the Japanese natural disasters from earlier that year. Many investors were therefore very hesitant to commit additional money to the financial markets in this type of difficult environment. However, with an average equity market gain of about 17% from 1 year ago, investing in an environment of fear clearly paid off to those brave enough to participate. The double-dip recession did not materialize in the U.S., but Europe has since continued to bear the burden of excess government debt and has succumbed to a Eurozone-wide recession. The government debt problems afflict primarily the developed nations of the world, including the United States. Aging populations among the developed nations, coupled with their large social entitlement programs, and politicians fearful of making tough decisions to avoid electoral failure, have combined to create a cloud of uncertainty. This has led to a massive accumulation of cash on the sidelines, as both companies and individuals are not prepared to make large spending decisions. In the United States, with a looming presidential election in early November and a series of automatic fiscal adjustments set to take place on January 1st, the so-called fiscal cliff may result in a significant economic slowdown in 2013. Meanwhile, European politicians continue to hold summit meetings that provide photo opportunities, but little in the way of a resolution to their burgeoning debt load. The resolution for Europe would be for the 17 member states of the euro currency to give up their individual fiscal policy controls to a central European government. In my opinion, this is unlikely in the near future, and so I suspect the euro worries will continue. Add to this mixture a slowing Chinese economy and we have a Canadian economy as a result that is likely to limp into 2013. What has fueled the recent stock rally has been an increasing commitment from central banks worldwide to continue printing more money and supplying liquidity to the global banking system. Stock markets love liquidity, but further immediate market appreciation may divorce stock valuations from the reality of the underlying corporate earnings. This would translate into a modest market correction to reset stock valuations to more realistic levels. Stocks and bonds. In spite of the strong gains from last year, stock market volatility continues to be high and has scared most investors into inaction or into government bonds. Yet, when looking at stocks objectively, they offer higher immediate dividend income plus growth potential that government bonds simply cannot compete with. Most significantly, the dividend income generated by dividend-paying North American stocks at over 3% annually is almost twice the 1.6% interest rate on 10-year U.S. and Canadian government bonds. Historically, whenever this relationship has existed, stocks have gained 20% in the ensuing year. Investor sentiment is also at very low levels, which has historically been a contrarian indicator to future market performance. Investors tend to be most pessimistic when stocks are cheap, and most optimistic when stocks are expensive. Those clients looking for better risk-adjusted returns in stocks, and even balanced portfolios for that matter, should consider high-yield corporate bond funds. In fact, our high-yield bond fund strategy has provided double-digit returns over the last 12 months, and has vastly outperformed the stock indices with less volatility over the last 4 years. If I have not yet spoken with you about how high-yield bonds can fit into your portfolio strategy, please give me a call. Now that I'm licensed through IPC Securities Corporation, we can explore some additional customization possibilities using the Paragon account structure. Ask me about the Better Than Bonds dividend-focused portfolio strategy. If you are holding investment accounts elsewhere that contain individual stock or bond positions, you can now consolidate your holdings with my office without having to sell any of these positions. Clients with portfolios in excess of $1 million may also have the ability to participate in the Private Wealth Program. This type of account allows you to own securities directly and can provide some tax benefits for non-registered accounts. Need to plan financially still exists. With the increased short-term focus on financial markets, many people have forgotten the original reason for investing, to allow you to achieve your financial objectives. This includes short, medium, and long-term objectives. Most Canadians have not saved enough for retirement, and so must accept a downward adjustment to their lifestyles when they finally leave the workforce. Therefore, the need to save and invest still exists and cannot be interrupted by economic distractions. To help you stay on track, we have developed a retirement savings roadmap so we can document and track your progress on an annual basis. For those requiring an income, we have a retirement income roadmap to help guide your rate of withdrawal over time to ensure that your capital sustains you over your lifetime. We must meet at least annually to review the suitability of your current asset mixture and portfolio structure. Remember that we also provide estate planning services and a variety of insurance products for your risk management needs. In addition, we can offer a banking service review and travel insurance brokerage for regular travelers. Whenever you have to make a financial decision, call us first. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for continuing to have faith in our services and for being patient during the last 4 years of economic turbulence. Although we expect continued challenges from capital markets, we have alternative strategies with significantly less volatility that can be utilized to help you attain your financial objectives. Our high-yield bond strategy is just one such example. I encourage you to pay close attention to my letters and webcasts, as this is the best way to monitor your portfolio and other economic developments. As noted above, an annual meeting is the minimum requirement to ensure you are on track. If you have not reviewed your financial circumstances with me over the last 12 months, please contact my office immediately to book an appointment. We can meet either in person or by phone. Feel free to pass along this CD to a friend when you are finished with it. We would welcome your referrals. I'm John Soutsos. Thank you for listening.
To reach John Soutsos, call 905-568-2000 or toll free at 1-888-568-1170. By email at jsoutsos@ipcsecurities.com or visit www.johnsoutsos.com.
Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Forward-looking statements in this commentary are not meant to imply any guarantees of future results. Complete performance history for all council portfolios is available at www.councilservices.com. Statistics used for this presentation were sourced at the following websites: www.globeinvestor.com and ca.finance.yahoo.com.